Sharon Lurie joining us in studio. Sharon, in fact, the good news that they will care a flying fig about is the fact that you're launching your brand new cookbook. And, wow, it looks absolutely fantastic. A Taste of South Africa with the Kosher Butcher's Wife. Look, wow. Wow, the photography, certainly. Howard, you're going to appreciate this photography. Howard is massive.
Not the recipes, just the photography.
Well, I haven't looked at the recipes. I've just opened the book for the first time. And the best news of all, I mean, this looks unbelievable.
So did I last night. It only arrived yesterday afternoon.
Are you serious? And the launch is today, tonight. So that's quite cutting it a little bit fine. But this looks absolutely beautiful. The good news as well is we are giving one of these away. All you've got to do is tell me, where the launch is happening this evening for the Taste of South Africa with the Kosher Butcher's Wife. Looks absolutely beautiful.
Have you told people where the launch is?
No, of course not.
So how would they know?
Because I'm going to tell them now that it's happening at Nussbaum's. What time?
6 o'clock.
Right.
And at Nussbaum's, 53
Ridge Road.
Thank you. Opposite to Yeshiva College, next door to Bergen Brew.
Right.
And that's where it's going to be happening.
That is a very, very exciting. Tell us about the journey to this book.
That's a rather sad journey, but a beautiful story. My mom was very ill, and we were put into the, I don't know what they call it. It's called the final end room. It's a room at the Linksville Clinic about 2 meters by 2 meters. And we sat there, the four of us, it became 8 of us, in this 2 by 2 meter room. And I thought to myself, you know what? I've actually got my whole creative team here, because who's my creative team? My brothers, my sisters-in-law. And I said, okay, guys, I've been asked to proposition, do a book. Got to send a proposal. I want to do it about South Africa, South African food. I mean, just because it's kosher doesn't mean we can't eat South African food. Anyway, they couldn't escape. I mean, they had to be there for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
And we actually launched the book tonight on my mother's English yortzeit.
Wow.
And it just worked out that way.
Incredible.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
So
incredible.
That's where it all started. And it was a 2-year journey.
2 years.
2 years it took.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And how do you decide what goes into a book like this, especially because it's all centered around South African food?
Exactly.
So therefore, you know, we often have this discussion on the show is what do we have a South African heritage? And one of the places that we actually do have a South African heritage is with regard to our food. There
exactly.
are, that, that is we something that we love our food. Absolutely. And
yeah.
it unites us as South Africans
exactly.
across all races, across all religions. We just enjoy the similar type of food.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, I come from Durban. So, I mean, to me, a Durban curry is so special. And there's just so many Durban things that Durban recipes that are also, you know, in the book, as well as what I've actually done with this book is it wasn't just another South African cookbook. This is a cookbook with a twist on Jewish food. In other words, we've got sections entitled Chalavalot Bread Spot. We've got Mosboleki Rooibos Babka. So everything has got a nice Yiddish nuance to it. We've got yentl soup, which is yentl soup.
I loved your what am I chopped liver.
Yes. We've got what am I chopped liver, because people don't know what the hell it is. It's a fried liver balls. And I've done rotis and rooster cook and steam buns. And it's actually very, very, very simple. I thought, well, you know, it's going to be a little bit difficult. But it's fun, and I've done...
Are the recipes simple? Because I think a lot of the time, certainly living with somebody who's very, very much into baking and cooking...
Yes.
One of the challenges that I see her friends having is the fact that that sometimes things are too complicated, and
yes.
My wife will often get a call and say, "Well, how do I simplify this? Because I just can't. It's too much." And she'll say, "Okay, do that and do that." Because
right.
some of the recipe books are some of the recipes are quite complicated.
Yes, and we also have to substitute things, which also makes it a little.
It does make it a lot more complicated.
Difficult.
So, have you tried to keep it quite accessible to people?
Absolutely, we've divided it up into breakfast. What have we divided? Let me have a look. Because you see, I only got it last night.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't South African cooking, you just take whatever you have and throw Nando's sauce over it?
How dare you? How very dare you? Right. Over a squattle or something.
Exactly. Oh, yes. And in fact, what percentage of the book can be made on a squattle?
Quite a bit.
So there we go.
That's the answer to everything.
In fact, it's one of my.
But you know what? Sorry.
One of my favorite stories is that one of my kids. I was meeting my family in Mpumalanga to go to the game reserve. They were already there. I flew down because of my show, and when I landed, my wife collected me at the airport. My son was quite excited. He was 15 at the time to say, "Dad, don't worry about the brothel. It's all sorted." So I said, "What on earth?" Are you talking about? My wife says, a squattle, Judah. It's a squattle, not a brothel. Anyway, so there we go. So yes, we get that confused at home.
Huh? On Shabbos, I do. Mm. I start off with a bra. I love bra. Start off with my bra and I put my scotch fillet on for about 10 minutes each side. Then I just stick it in the oven. I do my roast lamb like that, stick it on the bra. So I'm quite a Rye girl.
What number book is this?
Number three. Yeah.
So the first one was The Butcher's Wife, is that
the right? First one was Cooking with the Kosher Butcher's Wife, and that is where I explained all the different cuts of meat. Because in those days, 30 years ago, people were phoning and they're saying, just send me scotch fillets, send me lamb chops, and that's it. No, nobody knew about all the beautiful cuts on the four-quarter of beef. So that was to introduce people to the different cuts and whatever. And then I thought, okay, we need to celebrate. And we did all the Yom Tovim, we did Shabbos, Pesach was right up to the end. Then I decided, okay, it has to be a taste of South Africa. That's where we're going.
So what's your favorite recipe in the book?
That's not saying what's my favorite child. Which is my favorite
child? So which is your favorite child? I'm interested.
Everyone knows there's always
yes,
a favorite child.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So? Forget the recipe book. Which child?
Could never do that.
No, never.
Baruch is swapping his favorite mother if you don't tell us the specials this week.
Oh, it's true that. Have you arrived with any specials?
Oh, yes. I have arrived with a special.
Yeah. Baruch can thank us later.
Yeah. Imagine if I'd forgotten.
Baruch is putting himself up for adoption if the specials don't come right now.
Just look at this chicken. How does that chicken look?
That
magnificent.
Chicken looks unbelievable.
All right, we're on radio,
never
so do you want to describe that? Wow,
hair,
that does
whatever.
Look.
Spatchcock chicken with chimichurri sauce.
Yeah, chimichurri sauce, grilled spatchcock chicken, and it's only 159 Rand. Available for 2 days. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Sorry, not on the 14th.
Today is Wednesday.
Right. Yeah. So it's Wednesday, Thursday.
12th to the 14th.
And Friday.
And it's in store only while stocks last. So come and get the book tonight. Come to the launch.
All right, so what time is the launch at Nussbaum's tonight?
5:30 for 6.
All right, absolutely brilliant. Okay. Lots and lots of answers. We are giving one book away, and I can tell you it looks absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So, Ian says, thanks, Howard. Now I want to go and braai. It's on a squattle, not a brothel, just to be perfectly clear. What her favorite recipe is in the book?
I had, and then I thought, let's turn it to dessert.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. All right, what dessert have you picked?
Okay, so, Borbashaw's milk tart. No bake milk tart. Okay, so this was my grandson who actually said to me before Shavuot, he said, Boba, you remember you made me that beautiful milk tart? I said, yes. He says, now remember that Chalev Israel, so I've got to start looking for condensed milk, Chalev and this and that, which was a bit of a nightmare, but I found. He said, well, have you got the recipe to remember how to make it? I said, I'm sure I can do it. So I did do it. Do you want me to read the recipe? Or should we just...
No, just describe it. What is it?
It's just a milk tart that you don't have to bake, and it's beautiful, and it's got nutty crust base or whatever biscuit you want to use. And it's quite simple. It's just milk, butter, but keep it butter, guys. There's nothing better than fresh cream butter and all these wonderful things. Condensed milk, a little bit of salt, corn flour, eggs, and you just stick it in the fridge and it gets hard. In fact, it's become one of my most popular desserts. So we got that.
Shavuot must have been delicious in the lorry, huh?
Yeah, but isn't Baruch lactose intolerant?
Baruch is lactose intolerant.
So we now know which is the favorite child.
Right. And who isn't. Exactly. Exactly. We don't want to be rude or anything. Time is 8:23. I've been chatting to Sharon Lurie. Her book launch is tonight. It's 5:30 for 6 o'clock at Nussbaum's. We've got lots, and we've got one book to give away. Lots and lots of answers. I asked Sharon during the adverts to pick a number. It was number 8. I went through all of them, and this is the winning SMS. This is number 8, the 8th correct answer that came in. The book launch is held at Nussbaum's. I really need the book. My wife is clueless in the kitchen. That is from JZ.
I would like to explain what JZ means. His wife is clueless in the kitchen. The book, however, is for him, because he will have to be doing all the cooking. It is not a gift for his wife.
Ah, and there you have it. Time is 8:24. Sharon Lurie, all the best.
Thank you so much. It looks absolutely wonderful.
I have no doubt that this book is going to be an incredible success, as have all the others.